I'd like to begin by reviewing briefly the two Christmas carols that we sang. I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day was written by Longfellow when his son, a Union soldier, was reported as wounded. And he was experiencing the throes of war in a very personal way. And as you know, because you just sang the words, that he mourned what was going on. And then he moved in consciousness to a place in his mind, in his heart, where he said, then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. I think a lot of us can identify with that sense that this hymn brings to us and recognize that we are challenged to take that step and know that good, that divine love, that the power of peace is present and actually is all there is. That is the radical teaching of the Course in Miracles and of the New Thought movement, that we live and move and have our being in God, good, love, and that other than that is illusion, that is not truth. Our teachings also remind us that our consciousness is creating our experience. And that being so, we are reminded that the belief in the presence of good and the practice of that belief and the confidence in that belief is what we do to experience, to challenge, to bring forth the light of love in a world that sometimes looks like it's losing that sense. The second song we sang, which was O Holy Night, reminds us of the teachings of unity, the teachings of the Course, the teachings of New Thought, where it's reminding us that when we allow the consciousness of God to be born in us, then our soul feels its worth, the thrill of a hope. Our weary soul rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. So, Charles Fillmore reminded us that the Bible is not literal at all, that it was allegory, that it was a story of each person's spiritual path from this individualized humanness into a consciousness of a greater unity that we call by all those names for the divine. And then the Bible story, even of Jesus, is not the story of some kid that was born in the Middle East. It's a symbolic story of all of us, that we in ourselves can find this beingness, this living Christ in us that will in fact lead us, that will in fact heal us, that will in fact work miracles for us. Isn't that wonderful? I mean, what a wonderful consciousness to teach. And as I've mentioned here before, we are not a place of worship, the fellowship for today. We are a place of healing. And we believe that the message of Jesus is truly a healing message. And the message of our true teachers is always a lesson in healing that we can apply to ourselves personally. That is our personal story. So what about this Christmas, you know? What are we supposed to be doing? Because a lot of us are like, oh boy, now what, you know? We're tempted to stand against, and yet standing against is not where we want to go. We definitely want to stand for. Standing against will deplete us physically and spiritually, and it will cause us to judge and to be in an oh-no place and wring our hands and, you know, be mad at people and, you know, want to throw things at the TV or whatever. So it's important that we realize that this is an energetic issue for us and for us as a group and for us as individuals. And so we want to spend our time each day, you know, we've got to keep ourselves focused on what are we doing today? Are we taking that step? How are we doing this? But we want to keep our awareness on, okay, what am I standing for? And then take action on that opportunity to stand for what we're believing in. Now, I think we had a wonderful exercise that a lot of us participated in the last few days, and that was to fill a box, a little plastic box, of items that a refugee family might want and use, might be able to take home, and because, you know, our refugee families come here and they're just sort of dropped in the Lansing, Michigan, which is a wonderful place to get dropped into with all the sports systems we have. But we were helping the refugee center create these little packages that can be given to people and that they can open and find things that might be useful. And I know I'm looking at a lot of people that participated in that. And if you didn't, I'm going to suggest that you do. Go get yourself a little plastic box and go to the store or go through your house. And you can look at the list that the Fellowship sent around, and it's on our website, about what the Refugee Center thought they might like. But it will fill your day that you do that with a wonderful feeling, because I found myself thinking about this family that was going to open this box. And because they said, oh, make sure that there's some crayons and markers and a children's book, of course I pictured there were children in that family. And then there were other things. They needed a towel. They needed a dish towel. They needed scissors and glue and file cards and things to write on, you know. And what a gift just that little exercise was, instead of bemoaning the negatives of the day. It was like taking a nice little treatment in blessing, you know, and how good that is for us to do that. So, years ago, I happened to be the president of the union, and we had a strike. And there's a few of us here that were part of that. And there were a lot of people that said, oh, no, you know, you're never going to. There was a lot of naysaying as I went on that venture with 1,500 teachers. And but I just have thought about that as we're facing sort of challenges and thought, okay, what did we do right there that made that work? And one of the things I remember is that I had one little sign on my door which said, expect a miracle. And, you know, we had a miracle after miracle on that whole thing. I mean, it was like 5 weeks of miracles, wasn't it, Julie? So, but expectation that this isn't the oh no, that there are opportunities for miracles to show up, that, and we're going to keep our mind on that. Now, how can we help those miracles to occur? Well, one is to not join the fight, but join the love. I remember in the strike, you know, we negotiated for hours and hours and weeks and months with the team of administrators, and I, of course, was the leader of the negotiations. And I would tell our team, anybody we encounter, we're going to look at them lovingly. We're all no negative. Treat them like they're your best friend, you know. And then we were out picketing, you know, forever. We had 47 buildings in Lansing that we picketed besides the administrative building. But the idea was that didn't matter who we encountered, because at one point the superintendent came out of his office, started yelling at people on the big line, that we were going to be really nice and we weren't going to pick up any kind of hostility. We were just going to love these people. What happened after that long protracted strike, and people said, oh my goodness, this is really going to be tough on you, Beth, you know. You led this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I never once had one negative consequence. No one was ever rude to me. Nobody ever. Matter of fact, they all wanted me to become an administrator. But the point was that staying positive and expecting a miracle and not seeing people as your enemy, but kind of looking past their positions. I'm thinking about our political situation. Looking past that and knowing that beneath that facade, there is a person that's frightened, or a person that's confused, or a person that doesn't know what to do, and we're just going to love them. We are just going to love them. Often I think it's good to think of people that are difficult for us as little children, you know. And if little children in our home or family do things that aren't correct, we don't hate them. We lovingly help them to do it right. But we know that we're not going to become hostile, right? So another little piece that we want to do, which comes up in our songs tonight, is to listen to the voice for God. And the little idea is the voice for God is as loud as our willingness to listen. So, it's just going to start. Okay, I'm going to turn off the radio, or I'm not going to listen to whatever political person it is. I'm going to listen to the voice for God. And that goes right along with that idea that's taught over and over again in New Thought, to practice the presence. Practice the presence of God. Two letters that would really be good for us to write every day or every couple of days. One would be to the political leader that's most driving you crazy. And it would be not a mean letter, but a letter that says, I know you mean to do right, and I just want to tell you how I feel we can do right. You know, nothing that presents you as their adversary. A love letter. A love letter. And the other letter is a letter to God. Writing a letter to God, giving thanks for what you'd like to experience, for the miracle that we're waiting for the fact that truth will overcome pain, that fear is not necessarily the path that we're going to take here. So those are little action pieces that we could each do. We can write a letter to someone. Also know that people all over the world are holding us in prayer and in consciousness. I received a message on Facebook last night from my second cousin's wife, and they live in New Zealand. And she asked me when a lot of us are going to go when the electoral college votes are done tomorrow at the Capitol and just go there as witnesses, positive witnesses, and hold a candle. And she said, would you take a candle for me? And I answered her, right away, yes, I will. Her name is Judith. And she answered right back and said, that brought tears. This is people in New Zealand. So we know that there's a lot of caring energy out there for this Christmas, for sure. So just to review, what we want to do is stay on the positive side of the street, affirm the presence of God. The voice for God is as loud as our willingness to listen. Do not be intimidated. And at the same time, affirm the love that you want to see this country expressing. I mean, I say to people, don't normalize hate. Do not do that. And if any of you want to get a little less than a normalizing hate, I just happen to fall into these YouTube movies in the last few days. There, you can go on YouTube and just search for Nazi concentration camps. And there's one after another. If you want to see what, when people normalized the injury of people, a whole lot of people participated in hurting people, killing people, abusing people. We don't want to do that. We do not need to become in a lockstep in any way that is not love. We can stand our ground with love. And again, that reminds me of the strike. We weren't against anyone. We were for the students, for the parents, for the schools. It wasn't like we were against. We were for. And when you're for, you have power. Okay? So this is going to be a wonderful Christmas. And I think for some of us, it'll be a more spiritual Christmas than we may ever have experienced before. And I hope that we'll all take steps that we might not have taken before to lift up a light of love, a light of tolerance, a light of peace in this country and consequently in the world.